You know, the only time in which, one little note here, that is great news for us. There is one moment on Jesus' journey to Jerusalem in which he talks about a fire coming down and scorching someone. You know who he's talking about? Himself. Luke chapter 12, verse 49. Jesus talks about how a fire will come and punish him. In other words, he took the punishment. He took the pain. And that's the best news for each one of us. We don't have to live with guilt or fear or the threat of punishment coming around the corner. He took it on himself. He took the fire. And the only thing that he gave out was gentleness. And that's what he does here at our church, gentleness. In the forgiveness of sins, gentleness in his love for us, gentleness in providing friends, Christian friends here in this place. Don't believe that gentleness is weakness. Our culture's got that wrong. Gentleness is strength. Let me give you an illustration of how that works. Sometimes a parent will play a game with their child in which they hold hands and they squeeze each other's hands. I don't know if you ever did this with your kids or your grandkids. But you hold each other's hands and you squeeze them to see if you can kind of get them to wiggle and that sort of thing. And see if they get to the point of mercy and that sort of thing. Now when the child does it first, the child uses all their might and strength to bring pain and hardship to their parent. I see you smiling right now, Samuel. To bring pain and hardship to their parents. And the parent doesn't think all that much about it. It's just a simple thing, and it doesn't harm them one bit, and they just move on. You see, in that scenario, the child does not practice gentleness because they're the weaker person in the connection, okay? Now let's flip it around. When a parent has the hand of their child and it's their turn to squeeze the child's hand, if you're a good parent, you do this. You squeeze it to the point in which they yelp, but then they back away. I don't know if you've ever done that. I've done it numerous times. In that scenario, you see, the parent must practice gentleness because they're the stronger person. Gentleness is a sign of strength. As Jesus comes to the Samaritans, he doesn't rain down fire on them. See, he's the stronger one. He practices gentleness with the Samaritans. My friends, you are the stronger people. You are children of God. As you go out into your community, into your family, God has placed you in great positions of strength. And know that it's not our job to call down fire and scorch a race or ethnicity or a particular sin. That is not our job. Our job is to show gentleness. We're the stronger ones. So, face forward, journey with Jesus. Don't look back. Don't be distracted. And isn't it a good thing, my friends, that Jesus didn't bring a fire down upon the Samaritans? Why do I say that? Well, guess what? The Samaritans actually come around and believe the good news of Jesus. Not at the moment that Jesus is with them, but later in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. If you look it up, it says, throughout all the churches of Judea, of Galilee, and then it lists it, Samaria, the churches had peace and were filled with the Holy Spirit. They walked in the fear of the Lord and lived in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. You never know how the Holy Spirit leads us. You never know what the Holy Spirit is going to do. So as I close this out, I want you to think of a couple things. Is there someone that you just love to rain down fire and just get them, Lord? Think about that person. Don't name them. Think about that person. Now think this. Could it be that that person might be the very person that God might use for his mission in a year or two down the road? Is there someone in your life that you just like to ignore and act like they don't exist? It could be that God might use them. for his purposes? Is there someone that you'd like to get revenge and tell them how it is and how the world is wrong in your view, and you can rain down fire yourself in the words that you choose? Could it be that that very person might be the person that God uses to bring a blessing to you? Now let's pray about maybe someone you're thinking about right now, and we'll close out our sermon here. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for a clear direction today on the path of following Jesus. Lord, as we follow him, may we see gentleness. May that straighten the path in which we go. And Lord, we do think of those people that do cause us pain and trouble. People like the Samaritans that were not hospitable to Jesus, that really were rude. Lord, give us patience and gentleness as we come across them. And Lord, we do pray for your good timing so that your love and grace can reach them too. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.